الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما أما بعد فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الجنة ثمانية أبواب منها باب يسمى الريان لا يدخله إلا الصائمون متفق عليه Hazirin e Kiram, honorable brothers and sisters, the more we know about something, the more we can appreciate it. That is why we have to know more about Allah to appreciate Allah more. If you don't know about something, then how can you love it? It is only when you know of something, if you have eaten of an apple, you know how sweet the apple is. The month of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us the haqiqat and the reality of this month of Ramadan. It is the greatest month, the most blessed time in the whole year. The month of Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan. To understand the blessedness of this month of Ramadan, let us hear it from the words of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The book is Mishkatul Masabih. The kitab, Kitabus Sawm, the book of fasting. Page 173 in Mishkatul Masabih. There are a few ahadith that I would like to share with you today, which will expound the greatness and the barakah of this Shahru Nazim, great month of Ramadan. The first hadith is by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved student, Talib, of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the most outstanding students in the madrasa of the Prophet in Medina sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasallam said, Idha daqala Ramadan, when Ramadan enters, subhanallah, then something great happens. Something great happens. Because Ramadan is a blessed month. It is like when a person of blessings, a person sacred, holy, noble in the Allah when he enters the masjid, then there's a difference in the masjid. If he comes into a gathering, the gathering is lit up. So to Ramadan, when it enters, something happens. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا دَقَلَ Ramadan, whenever Ramadan enters, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, then the doors of the skies are opened. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and in one riwaya, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, the doors of Jannah are opened. وَأُغْلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمِ, and the doors of Jahannam are shut close. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the shaitans are chained. Let us examine this hadith from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ Ramadan, whenever Ramadan enters, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, the doors of the heavens are open. Allama Nawawi alayhi rahma tells us that there are two sides to this hadith, two meanings to it, and both are correct. Al-man al-haqiqi wal-man al-majazi. The real meaning, literal meaning, and the figurative meaning. That in reality, as Ramadan enters, the doors of the skies, seven skies with the seven, with gateways to each sky, abwabu sama, the gates and the doors to the skies are opened in a literal sense. In a literal sense. So then why are these gates being opened for? It is mentioned that the opening of these skies, kinayatun an tanzil ar-rahma, it is hinting, it is indirect speech towards the descent of Rahmah, mercy from Allah, falls in great abundance in this month like the rain. The rain is pure and clean and clear. It comes from the sky. The gates of the skies are open. لتنزيل الرحمة وهذا كناية عن تنزيل الرحمة. This is hinting towards the descent of Rahmah and mercy from Allah. In one other riwayat, the Rasul alayhi salam said, when Ramadan enters, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, that the gates of the Jannah are open. In a literal sense, the gates of Jannah are open. Allah is happy with the coming of this month of Ramadan. Allah wants to give the ummah. Allah wants to send down His tawfiq. This is kinayatun and tawfiq. Kinayatun and tawfiq al-qayrat. This is hinting towards tawfiq from Allah for a person to do good deeds. Alladhi huwa sababun lidukul al-jannah, which is the reason for a person to enter Jannah. It is the sabab and reason. So number one, the doors of the skies being opened signifies Tanzeelur Rahma, the descent, the sending down of mercy, Rahmat. Allah sends down His mercy in great abundance like the rain. Wa fathu abwabil Jannah, and the opening of the gates and the doors of Jannah signify what? It is kinayatun and it tawfiq lil khairat, towards tawfiq, that divine courage, that divine ability from Allah for a person to do good deeds, or tawfiq is granted. Doors of Jannah open. Tawfiq is being poured out into the servants of Allah. Lil khairat, for them to do good deeds. Alladhi huwa sababun lidukulil Jannah, which is the sabab and the reason for the entrance into Jannah. Then Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa gulliqat abwabu jahannam, the doors of Jahannam are shut tight, they are shut close. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the shaitans are chained. Again, this signifies what? This signifies that a person It signifies taqallusu nufusis siwam ay as-sa'imin anil ma'asi an bawa'ithil ma'asi. It signifies the freedom of the fasting people, their nafs, their souls. Takhallusu nufusis siwam, the freedom of the nafs of the persons who are fasting. They are being free from what? Am bawa'ithil mawasi, from the incitations and the urges of sin. The shayateen being locked up. The doors of Jahannam being closed. Figuratively speaking, it means that the fasting people are free from the incitations and the urges. Bawa'ith al-ma'asi, the bawa'is of al-ma'asi, of sins. Why? Likam ish-shahawat, because of this fast. Fasting in this month of Ramadan, what it does, it breaks the desires. It keeps the desires in check. The carnal desires, the base desires, the animal qualities, the fast does that. And of course there is the hakiki and the real meaning, figurative meaning and real meaning, hakiki and majazi, and Allama An-Nawawi alayhi rahmah jawwaz al-wajhain, has declared jawaz and permissibility of both interpretations in this hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, the entrance of the month of Ramadan, we have Fathu Abwab al-Sama, the opening of the doors of the skies. We have Fathu Abwab al-Jannah, opening of the doors of Jannah. We have Ghalqu Abwab Jahannam, closing of the doors of Jahannam. We have the chaining of the shayateen. And in one riwayat, Futihat Abwab al-Rahma, as Ramadan enters, the doors of rahmat and mercy are open. Because this is Ramadan. This is a great month. So great things are happening. And Allah wants to give. Allah wants to give us in this month. Allah looks for excuses to give us. We are the ones. Do we want or do we want to reject? It is up to you and I. But Allah is Kareem and Allah wants to give. The next hadith, which will further expound this great month of Ramadan, that we may become conscious of it and not allow any time to go by idly. It's a hadith an Sahal ibn Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, from the Sahabi Sahal ibn Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qama, man sama Ramadana, anybody who fasts in the month of Ramadan, 11 months to feast. Man sama Ramadan, anybody who fasts in the month of Ramadan, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akkar, his previous sins will be forgiven. Sins, dhunub, maghfirat, by just fasting in the month of Ramadan, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi, his previous sins are forgiven. Then Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa man qama Ramadan, anybody who establishes the month of Ramadan, he stands in Taraweeh by night, in Qiyamul Layl, in Tahajjud by night, he stands up with devotion, with tilawat, with zikr, with salat, with ibadat, with dua. He establishes the month of Ramadan. He is alert in the month of Ramadan. He is watchful and vigilant over his time in the month of Ramadan. Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, with iman and with hope of gaining reward, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi, again his previous sins will be forgiven. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa man qama laylatal qadr, later down the road when it comes to the night of Qadr, anybody who stands up on laylatul qadr with ibadat, with tilawat, doing zikr, doing tilawat, establishes the night, imanan wa ihtisaba, with iman, with ihtisab, with the hope of gaining reward. Yes, you must have yaqeen. While doing these things, do not consider them to be a burden, but have yaqeen, have hope in the reward of Allah. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Previous sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Here is a chance that when the moon is sighted for the month of Shawwal, here is a chance for us to be as clean as a whistle, like a clean slate. All the sins forgiven. Why? By fasting in the month of Ramadan. Man sama Ramadana imana wa ihtisaba. With iman. With iman. With ihtisab. Hope of gaining reward. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. Wa man qama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaba. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. Wa man qama laylatal qadr imana wa ihtisaba. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Again, this is the month of Maghfirat. If we can have our sins forgiven in this month of Ramadan, then when will our sins be forgiven? مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. The third hadith is by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, في الجنة ثمانية أبواب. In Jannah, there are 8 gates. This shows how great the mercy of Allah is. Jahannam has 7 doors. Jahannam has 7 layers and 7 gates and 7 doors. But Jannah has 8 gates. To show that Allah's rahmat and mercy is greater than His wrath. So Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fil jannati thamaniyatu abwab. In Jannah, there are 8 gates, there are 8 doors. And to get into Jannah, we have to pass through one of these doors. There is no 9th and there is no 10th. 8 doors. Which door will we pass through? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Minha babun. From these 8 doors, there is one door. يُسَمَّ الرَّيَّانِ, which is called الرَّيَّانِ. That's the name of this door, الرَّيَّانِ. لَا يَدْخُلُهُ إِلَّا الصَّائِمُونَ. But no one will be able to enter through this door, إِلَّا الصَّائِمُونَ, except the صَائِمُونَ, except those who keep fast. Besides them, nobody else is going to enter through this door. Closer look at this hadith. When we look at this hadith, the word Rayyan, why has this gate been called Rayyan for? Rayyan, it comes from the verb Rawiya Yarwa, which means to be well watered, to be well irrigated. So this door in Jannah is called a Rayyan from the root word Ray or Riyun, the master, which is to be well watered and irrigated. لِأَنَّهُ رَيَّانٌ بِنَفْسِهِ. Because this gate itself, this door itself is Rayyan, well irrigated and watered. It is Rayyan binafsi by itself. How come? لِكَثْرَةِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Because of the abundance of rivers. We are talking about the rivers of Jannah. لِكَثْرَةِ الْأَنْهَارِ. لِكَثْرَةِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Because of the abundance of rivers. أَلَّتِي تَجْرِي إِلَيْهِ. Which flow towards this gate of Ar-Rayyan. Wal-Azhar. And because of the abundance of flowers, beautiful flowers by this gate, Ar-Rayyan. Wa-Thimar. At-Tariya. And because of the kasrat, abundance of fresh, juicy, succulent fruits by this gate, the gate is called Rayyan. Subhanallah. Rivers that flow towards it. لِكَثْرَةِ الْأَنْهَارِ أَلَّتِي تَجْرِي إِلَيْهِ. وَالْأَزْهَارِ, abundance of flowers, beautiful flowers by this gate of Ar-Rayyan. وَالثِّمَارِ الطَّرِيَ لَدَيْهِ, and beautiful fruits, fresh fruits, succulent fruits by this gate. Hence it is called Ar-Rayyan. Another commentary, that this door in Jannah is called Rayyan. Why? لِأَنَّ مَنْ وَصَلَ إِلَيْهِ. Because anybody who reaches this gate, anyone who comes to this gate of Ar-Rayyan, Yazulu anhu adshu yawmil qiyamah. The thirst of the day of judgment is going to go away from him. You know what is the thirst? Do we know what is the thirst of the day of Jahannam? The day of Qiyamah? Thirst in Jahannam is something else. The thirst of the day of Qiyamah is another thing by itself. Sometimes we are fasting and the thirst is so severe, that is nothing in comparison to the thirst of the day of Qiyamah. The sun will be brought down close. The sun will be one spear's length above our heads. The earth will be changed. Quran tells us that this earth will be changed for another earth. An earth which will be white, shiny, silvery, out of silver, to radiate and to reflect the heat of the sun. A plain, no valleys, no depressions, no mountains, no rooftops, no trees, no umbrellas, no shade. People will be sweating, perspiring, so hot, very, very thirsty. The thirst, the arch of the day of Qiyamah. What a thirst that will be. May Allah save us from that. Very, very thirsty. When a person comes to this gate of Ar-Rayyan, Yazulu anhu adshu yawm al-qiyamah, the thirst that he had from the day of Qiyamah will leave him. Subhanallah, immediately his thirst is going to go away. What is going to remain for him? وَيَدُومُ لَهُ التَّرَاوَةُ وَالنَّظَافَ. Freshness, radiance, beauty, cleanliness is going to remain for him. It's going to always be with him. فِي دَارِ الْمُقَامَةِ in the Jannah. دَارُ الْمُقَامَةِ. Then, a great muhaddith, Ash-Shari, Allama Az-Zarkashi alayhi rahma wa nafa'an Allah bi ulumihim ameen. Allama Az-Zarkashi alayhi rahma says that Rayyan is on the pattern of Fa'lan, which is in Arabic is called Ismul Mubalagha, to show emphasis and exaggeration, like Rahman, abundance of mercy. One is Rahim, one is Rahman. Ghadban, Rayyan, Ismul Mubalagha. What is the opposite? Is Kathiri, one that is well watered, well irrigated, one whose thirst is well quenched. It is the opposite of Atsh and thirst. Summiya bihi, this gate of Jannah was called Ar-Rayyan. It was called Ar-Rayyan because a person passing through this gate, his thirst and his dew, his hunger and his arch will be taken away from him. No more dew, no more hunger, no more thirst. With the word Rayyan being used here, signifying that he will be free of hunger and he will be free of thirst. But then why is the word Riyun only used for? Because when a person's thirst is quenched, then automatically the hunger is also understood to be appeased and satisfied. Yani min haythu annahu yustalzam. It is a necessary consequence. It is a necessary natija that the person's thirst is quenched. That goes away. His hunger also goes away. Hence the word only ri was used. There was sufficiency with the word ri in this hadith, rayyan, for the appeasing and the satisfying of both hunger and thirst with just the word re, because hunger automatically comes in. It has also been said that this door was called Rayyan. You know why? Because the severest thing for the fasting person, the thing which is the worst for the fasting person, is actual kabid, the thirst of the liver. Subhanallah, the Sharihin, they also knew about medicine and biology. Atshul kabid, the thirst of the liver. Ashakuma ala sa'im is atshul kabid, the thirst of the liver. Worse than the dew and the hunger. Kathiran ma yasbir alal dew. Many times a person could keep sabr and patience upon hunger. He is hungry, but he keeps sabr and patience on it. But it's very difficult to keep sabr and patience upon thirst. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named this door Rayyan, to show that because thirst is the greater thing here, his thirst will be quenched. It is the greater thing. Or the other, on the other angle, that when the thirst is quenched, then automatically the hunger also goes away. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, here is a chance for us to enter through this gate, Ar-Rayyan, a chance for us to be thirsty here, and for our thirst to be well quenched on the day of Qiyamah by entering through this gate of Ar-Rayyan. The commentators say that the Sa'imun, those who fast, will enter this gate. Only fasting people will enter through this gate. What does that mean? It means those who fasted in the month of Ramadan, because that's a big fast. It's a fast of 1 month, the fast of the month of Ramadan. Another commentary is that not just the fast of Ramadan, but Sa'imun refers to those people who have a love for fasting. They fast in Ramadan. They fast Nafil fast, Sunnah fast. They fast Thursday, they fast Monday, 3 days of every month. Or they have a love for fasting. It refers to such people who not only fast in Ramadan, but they have this great love for fasting. As well as there's the possibility of the hadith referring to only those who fast in Ramadan, because it still is a big thing. And finally, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, which will also explain the greatness of this month of Ramadan. The hadith is also by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu amal ibn Adam, every action and deed of the son of Adam, yudha'af, is multiplied. Whatever action you do, whatever good deed you do, the son of Adam, that action, the blessings for that is multiplied." Then the Rasul said, Al-hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha. Al-hasana, a good deed, is multiplied 10 times. It is equivalent to 10 the likes thereof. If you walk on the road, you remove a banana peel, something that will cause harm to somebody, you move it. You have done a good deed, you have gotten one hasana. And that hasana is multiplied 10 times, 10 virtues you receive. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Kullu amal ibn Adam, every action and deed of the son of Adam that he does, good action, yudha'af, is multiplied. From how much to how much? Al-hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha. The hasana, the virtue of one good deed, is multiplied to 10, from 10 times, ila sab'i mi'ati dhifin, to 700 times. According to your sincerity. Allah gives however He wants, to whomsoever He wants. But the least amount you get for a deed is 10 blessings, up to 700 times. Qala Allah Ta'ala, then Rasul alayhi salam said that Allah Ta'ala says here, illa sawm, except for fast. Fasting, this is not the case for fasting. Fa innahu li, because the fast is for me. Wa ana ajzi bihi, and I am going to give the reward for that fast. And when read in a different way, ana ujza bihi, I become the reward for fasting. Allah is saying, I become the reward for fasting. Read in a different way, wa ana ajzi bihi, I myself will give the reward for fasting. Allah says, yada'u shahwatahu, he leaves out his shahwa, his desire, his passions, his carnal desires. He leaves it out, yada'u shahwatahu wa ta'amahu, and leaves out his food, min ajali, because of me, halal food, halal drink, halal people around him, halal pleasures, but yada'u shahwatahu, he leaves out his shahwa, desires, passions. وَطَعَامَهُ, leaves out his food and drink. Why? Min ajli, because of me. Or for that, no angel is going to bring that reward for him. Allah says, أَنَا أَجْزِيبِهِ, I personally am going to give that reward, because he has done that for me. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Lis-sa'imi farhatan." For the fasting person, there are two periods of joy and happiness for the fasting person. Farhatun 'inda fitrihi, a joy at the time of breaking his fast. He feels a happiness. Everybody feels happy at the time of breaking the fast. Water, cool water, dates, sweets, different dishes prepared. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said there are two joys, two periods of joy. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ, one joy at the time of breaking his fast. وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ, and one joy at the time of meeting his Lord. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ, the breath that comes out of the mouth of a fasting person, أَطْيَبُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ, is sweeter and more fragrant in the sight of Allah than the scent of misk, musk. Allah loves it very much. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ, the fasting is a shield. Yani the fast is وِقَايَةٌ, a protective shield, a protective covering. From what? A man uses a shield against something, his enemy, from arrows or from the sword or from a bullet, uses a shield. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the fasting is a shield. وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ يَعْنِي وِقَايَةٌ, a protective shield against مِنَ الْمَعَاسِ, it shields you from sins. It shields you from your nafs. It shields you from shaitan, your famous enemy. It protects you مِنَ الْمَعَاسِ, from sins في الدنيا, in this world. A shield against sins in this world. وَمِنَ النَّارِ فِي الْأُقْبَى, and the fast will protect you from the fire, a shield from the fire in the next life. وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ, when it is the day of fast of any one of you, when it is the day of fast of any one of you, فَلَا يَرْفُثْ, then one should not involve in rafath, that is in obscene talk. يَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلَامٍ كَبِيحٍ, one should not speak ugly talk, passionate talk, talk between husband and wife, that should not go on. When you abstain from your shahwa and desire physically, you should abstain from it mentally as well as orally. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when is the day of fasting, fala yarfuth, one should not speak obscene speak, obscene speech, kalami kabih, wala yaskab, and one should not shout, one should not argue, quarrel, dispute and shout. فَإِن سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ, but if somebody abuses him, he is fasting but the person is abusing and insulting and ridiculing him. أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ, or if somebody fights him, فَلْيَقُلْ, he should say, إِنِّي إِمْرَأٌ صَائِمٌ, I am a man that is fasting, please leave me alone, I don't want no trouble, I don't want no problems, no argument, no quarrel, no fights, no disputes. فَلْيَقُلْ, he should say, إِنِّي إِمْرَأٌ صَائِمٌ, I am a man that is fasting. If the person can't understand that, he is a jahil, ignorant, no understanding, then at least tell yourself, إِنِّي إِمْرَأٌ صَائِمٌ, that I am a man that is fasting, let me stay away from this. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, there are so many ahadith about the virtues of Ramadan and fasting. But these four ahadith, which I have taken out from Mishkat, from Al-Faslul Awwal, page 173, Kitabu Sawm, hadith from Bukhari and Muslim, are enough for us if we desire to gain the full benefit and if we desire to gain maximum reward, the greatest reward from this month of Ramadan. These four ahadith can suffice, as it is after every night of Ramadan after the Taraweeh. We spend about 5 to 10 minutes doing the Taleem after the Taraweeh Salat, and we hear also of the virtues of Ramadan and we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me the tawfiq to remember what was said about Ramadan and the fast of Ramadan, to put it into practice and to convey what we have heard